doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
SiriusXM Sports Podcasts presents Mad Dog's Daily Bite with Christopher Russo.
And good afternoon, everybody! We'll start with the decision that came down at about 12 o'clock regarding the NFL and the Watson camp and the NFL Players Association. And I think, although the NFL Players Association ends up losing more games, so from that standpoint, they probably are not that happy about it. But I think the NFL, and I'm more wrapped up on them on this anyway, the Players Association has to support Watson. Who knows what they really think. But if I'm the NFL, and that's what we care about anyway, I think they have to be relatively satisfied that they got the 11 games for Watson and the $5 million fine. Would they have preferred the season? Absolutely. Would they have preferred, week 12 or whatever that week is, the 12th game? He would not play in Houston because that's where the Browns, and that is where he will resume his career down at Reliant. I'm sure they would have because that's going to be a fiasco down there December 4th. So, yes, I think in the big picture, they'd like to have gotten that extra game. But I think 11 games is a severe amputation of your regular season, a $5 million fine, which doesn't mean anything in the big picture based on the idea that the guy got $235 million guaranteed. But the $5 million fine is a symbolic gesture that has little teeth in it. It's not $50,000. It's $5 million. So the rest of us out there in football land are going to go, wow, $5 million fine? Wow, that's a lot. So that's what we're going to say. In reality, it's a drop in a bucket for a guy who's making all this money. But I do think it's significant. The NFL had talked about an $8 million fine. They settled for five. I think the much bigger situation anyway is the amount of games lost. I mean, he's going to make his $235 million anyway. I mean, it's not a criminal proceeding. He's not going to jail. So, eventually he was going to get his money. So, I mean, the idea that you were going to really curtail his income, you could have hurt him maybe a little more this year. And he doesn't get paid, of course, during the suspension. So, but he was only going to make $1 million this year anyway. So it's only about $57,000 a game. But from a standpoint of where the NFL stands financially, money wise, I think it's a hefty amount. In the big picture, it isn't, but at least symbolically, it is. And the games is a big deal. I mean, he almost got double what Robinson, the ex-judge, gave him, which was very light. We understand that. He got almost double that. He got 11 games. They only play 17. So it's, essentially two-thirds, thereabouts, just about, of the regular season. The Browns season will be, severely crimped based on this suspension. We'll get to the details on that momentarily. And I think overall, the NFL was on the right side of this. I think overall, the NFL was on the right side of public opinion. I think we all thought, based on the reports that we read, the accounts that we saw, whether it be on Real Sports or in Sports Illustrated or wherever we followed this, if those of us out there cared enough and did, I think, we figured that the five or six games that Robinson gave him was a joke, and we thought that needed to be a much heftier suspension. I mean, I would have preferred the season. I would have preferred, more than the 11, because is they can still salvage their season with the 11 games. He still has 6 games he can play in. But I do think, you know, based on where we were, based on the idea, let's put this to finally to bed, based on there were no criminal proceedings, I think we're going to have to live with it. Even if we're part of the severe morality police and you're sick of this and these players acting horrifically and he did a terrible job. We saw the real sports thing with Gumbel. And I get it. You know, if you look at it, you can make an argument that 11 games is a piece of cake considering the length of that contract. But at least for 2022, I think 11 games we're going to have to live with. And I can live with 11 games. Preferred more. I think Goodell can live with the 11 games. He could have preferred more, probably at least 12. You know, I think waiting for Harvey to make his call, who was the appeal, former U.S. Attorney General, I think that was also a little dicey. I mean, I think that's probably why Harvey took a little extra time to make his decision, hopeful that there would be a settlement. I mean, it's obvious he would have settled a lot more than 6 games, or the Player Association wouldn't have made this deal. The NFL thought, you know, maybe he was only going to go to 9 or 10, so let me see if I get an extra game out of it. You know, so maybe they felt that to secure, you know, they weren't going to get the full year and they weren't going to get the 12 games. So, you know, 11 is the next best thing. I think that the, you know, I think the NFL realized that they were not going to get their whole cake, so they get half it. I think at the end of the day, they win, Player Association loses. Watson's, you know, going out there and essentially with the media today and reporters' questions, still pertaining his maintaining his innocence is stupid. I think Watson should basically put out a statement and move on. You know, he has begun to try to show some contrition here. I mean, he was relatively fair with that Cleveland Brown report, and that was weak the way they did it in a hotel hallway last week in Jacksonville. But, you know, I mean, he is at least starting to show some signs that he knows he did something wrong. And so he took a step back today in that regard, because if you saw the reporter's questions, he made it sound like that he was a wrong man. He was a wronged player. But, you know, we all know that is not the case. He should have basically said, you know what, I'll take the 11 games. I'm sorry if I did harm to these poor women. And I'll now go away and I'll see you in, right around Christmas. That's what he should have said, you know, instead of making it, you know, he's going to bother people by saying, you know what, I got a raw deal here. And that was what he implied, not in his statement today, but in his Q&A with reporters, which I'm sure was brief. We'll get some thoughts from Tony on that in a little bit. But that, as I'm sure, is what he said today. That was what he maintained with him, you know, a couple of hours ago. Bottom line is 11 games is a major penalty. The NFL, you know, can put this behind them, can realize that they're on the right side of the morality police argument, and they do really hurt the Browns.
Want more Chris Russo? Listen to Mad Dog Unleashed weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82.
Mad Dog's Daily Bite is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.